You don't get them girls loose, loose.
TJR.
You don't get the world loose, loose. You don't get money,
Mr. Worldwide.
But I do. You don't get them girls.
The dog pound waits. The Browns are on. Obanaya is the fullback. Tailback, McGahee. Second and goal from inside the one. Here's Hoyer taking. He's going to throw. Right flat. Caught. Touchdown. They got it in. It's Obanaya.
For Brian Hoyer, his second touchdown pass of the afternoon.
Jim Donovan and Doug Deacon from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network enjoying themselves, as they should. And how about this, folks? Because Brown season is here. It's a quarter of the way into it. And the best fans in the NFL need their gear supporting this 2-2 team that is going to try to make it 3-2 Thursday night. So shop the new and improved selection of apparel and merchandise at the Cleveland Browns Team Shop. Visit the shop at First Energy Stadium, open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. 7 days a week, or visit shop.clevelandbrowns.com. You've got to gear up. You've got to get your Browns materials and show your pride and show your energy and everything that this team needs, especially Thursday night. By the way, got to read a couple of tweets that came from Deion Sanders, okay, the one and only Deion Sanders, who will be here Thursday night with the NFL Network crew. Regarding Joe Haden, and Deion tweeted that Joe Haden balled out today. Yeah, he tweeted this yesterday. Balled out today. One of the best out there if he stays focused and studies. Truth. And then his other one was Joe Haden. He took A.J. Green one-on-one, flipped sides, played right and left cornerback. He's physical, can run and make plays. I think those are very strong statements and lead perfectly into this segment because, of course, regularly on this show, a guy who knows a thing or two about defense in the NFL, having played there and has a good feel for this football team because he watches it as well as any of us do, and he is Gerard Cherry. What'd you think of Deion's assessment?
Oh, very positive words on Deion's part. And when Deion Sanders takes note of you because of the great talent that he was, and just his ability to play says a lot for Joe Haden, but I would caution Joe Haden one thing. Deion can get you in trouble too, Joe, so don't take it too much for what it's worth and leave it as it is, man. Go out there and ball out. Don't rest on that. Because, yes, Deion Sanders is noticing you. That means you did ball out because he's not going to just tweet out for anyone and everybody. That's for sure.
And Haden is doing a remarkable job, but I want to ask you a little bit about Buster Skrine, who finally had, I think, the best game of his career. 7 targets, 1 catch allowed, 6 yards, 3 pass breakups, 1 interception. Do you think the plays at the end of the game against Greg Jennings, breaking up those passes in the end zone, the confidence that came from that carried over? And talk a little bit about the mental aspect of the game, because Buster's a guy who's been much maligned, but now he's starting to play a little bit better. How infectious and contagious is that confidence, and what can it lead to for Buster Skrine?
And it's huge for him, and I'm going to be this guy, and I don't like being this guy, but we said this a while ago. Give Buster Skrine a chance to build his confidence up and start believing in his actual ability that he has to catch up speed, that he has the physical gifts to play this game, and he'll be a better football player. Has he arrived fully? No, but you're right, Nathan. This is his best game to date. He made some great and key plays in this football game. And just imagine, guys, if he can just take his game to another level, because I still think there's much room for growth for Buster Skrine as well as Chris Owens, but I'm of the mindset that, hey, according to what Ray Horton said, this defense doesn't really get going until 6 games in. If Buster Skrine can continue his trajectory and his path, this defense is going to be lights out. But again, give credit to Buster Skrine for not going in the tank, getting in the hole, and stepping up.
Gerard, Brian Hoyer, talk Ooh. About stepping up. Wow. What he did is now done for 2 games, and it's a level of quarterbacking play that we did not see here before. Nathan has said this, and it's fair to say, but I think you can also counter. He said that it's unfair for
I just sad, feel bad for
sad
him.
For Brandon Weeden that he's never had Josh Gordon to throw to this season, or at least so far hasn't had that chance.
Mm-hmm.
But I think when you take it further and compare what these two are doing, we're seeing a different taking that out of the equation. What Brian Hoyer is bringing to this offense and bringing to the team as a whole, as a leader, as a dynamic, energetic, game-changing presence, I think it's fair to say that that's different in its own right.
Oh, I'm light night and day, totally. Light years away, in my opinion, in this regard. Yes, Josh Gordon is out there on the football field for him, But here's the thing. Brandon was a repeat offender in that he made the same mistakes over and over again. You look at Brian Hoyer's game yesterday. Did you see the same mistakes made in the Minnesota Vikings game?
No.
No, you did not. So right there, that's where you start to get separation between the comparison of two and who's on the football field, just from that standpoint. But also, too, when you talk about leadership, direction, drive, and just a presence about you, that's a gift. You can't manufacture that. You can't recreate it. And you cannot sell it if you really don't have it. If you don't possess it, it's got to be a part of your nature and your character and your makeup. And Brian Hoyer, I believe, has that it factor working for him. And you got to take note of that and say to yourself, when these guys are in the huddle and they look in his eyes, they are responding to it. Just like with a certain coach. You could be at this team and have the same amount of talent, but guess what? You may go 1-15, 4-12, 6-10, while another coach, when they look in his eyes, that leads them to go 10-6, 12-4, 15-1. Heck, even 16-0. So there's a difference in just the makeup and chemistry of a person and what they bring and that sense and vibe the guys get from it and they feed off of it. And for me, Nathan, it appears that when Brian Hoyer is in that huddle, he brings a sense of presence, calmness, and confidence that other quarterbacks have not been able to bring of late.
Yeah, and it's the moxie he has. He's a natural. He seems like he has the natural leadership abilities. I also like the fact that he says, you know what? I'm getting the ball to my guys. 38 passes attempted in this week against the Cincinnati Bengals. The target of 21 of those were Josh Gordon and Jordan Cameron. And to me, that is very, very smart because sometimes a backup quarterback will come in, especially a third-string guy, and he'll go to the guys, you know, farther, a little bit further down the depth chart that he's a little more comfortable with. But he's come out and he said, listen, we have two superstars on this offense, and I'm going to feed them the football. In the first week, 30 of his 54 targets went to Josh Gordon and Jordan Cameron. So I love that, and I love the fact that he's getting the ball to his playmakers.
And I have no problem with that. At the same time, I need Devon Best to catch more passes than he has drops, and I need a third guy to emerge in this offense as well because it seems to me that you do much better from a coordination standpoint when you have three guys that you can just totally rely on. And right now we're working with two out of three, and we're still getting the job done. So if Best can do what he's normally accustomed to doing, which is making plays, watch out, man. This offense, which is going from being one of the weaknesses of this football team, could become a strength. Now, does it on the same parallel with the defense? If that becomes the case, we're talking playoff Super Bowl bound because this defense, yes, I'm saying it, is for real. It is the truth. 4 weeks in a row, shut down a high-powered, high-quality offense and did not struggle in the process of doing it, just went about their business.
Yeah, it's that's the thing. Just did it in a way that, you know, they didn't have to – they're not overachieving to do this. They're doing this on the talent that's legit.
Right.
And they're doing it on coaching strategically. All of that is legit, too. They're being put in places to make plays. And, you know, you think about the attitude. Desmond Bryant, that Bren Jarvis Green Ellis, and Desmond was telling me afterward, that came to his gap. They were running to his gap. And I think he didn't use these words, but just the way he made his body language in stuffing that and throwing that for a 2-yard loss said it all. It was like, what are you bringing that nonsense to me for?
Take it personal. That's what you're supposed to do. Because in essence, that offensive coordinator, Jay Gruden, said to himself, you know what, guys, on this particular play, we got this man. And you know what Bryant said? No, you don't. And that's what it is. Take it personal. You gotta. Joe Hayden took it personal.
Yeah, he did. He did. The whole defense, front seven, the secondary, the attitude, and a lot of this can. How much of this as a player does come from coaching? Because I'm of the belief that you think of Ray Horton as a very aggressive mentality as a defensive coordinator, and he believes in all this attack style stuff. How much of that is infectious with players from the coach?
Oh, it's huge, Vic, because when you as a player get the sense and feeling that, one, your coaches believe in you, they're going to take a chance with you, and they're going to put you in a position to succeed, and they're preparing just as hard as you are, and they are committed to it, that's just the world. That's what you ask as a player to have. And then the consistency behind it, in which it's not up and down, it's not whimsical, it's not night and day, but it's a consistent approach and path that allows you to operate with stability. And when you have stability around, that's when you succeed and that's when you strive. And I really believe that's what's taking place with this football team. You had all the circumstances of 2 weeks ago take place, but apparently the coaches remain the same. They remain steadfast. And the guys saw that and have pretty much, in my opinion, vibed off that and are continuing to succeed from that. So, I mean, right now, this is one of those perfect places that you want to be in a locker room where guys have each other's back, where guys are enjoying the game and each other's company while playing football. I'm telling you, man, it's a special time when you're feeling this way and your team is having success.
It is special, and it seems to me, and let me ask you this from the player perspective that only you can provide. You know, after the first two games, it seemed like there was potentially, if there was another stinker on the offensive side of the ball, another great defensive performance, you maybe had the potential for a little bit of a fractured team. Then mm-hmm. the Trent trade happens. It galvanizes everybody together. Hoyer comes out, wins the first game. You win a second game. It seems so infectious, and it seems like so much more of a team than it did just three weeks ago even. And it really seems like a remarkable transformation that is palpable through the television screen or if you're in the building, obviously.
Yeah, and that's it. You say to yourself, wow, a trade makes that bigger difference in how guys embrace each other. Well, whoever decided to make this trade, maybe they didn't know the repercussions of it, but they've definitely been positive. But to the defense's credit, they picked up their game even more so. And to the offense's credit, they took their level of play to a higher one as well. And I base it, the trade has to be the catalyst, along with obviously Hoyer coming in there and doing what he's been able to do. Those two things coincide to create what we have taking place right now. I'm enjoying it, and I look for the continuation of it this Thursday.
Yes, me too. And by the way, great job on the Browns Overtime TV show that we're both a part of. I love that. It airs on Fox Sports Ohio. We have a great time with that. You and Michael Ray-Guy and yours truly. It's good stuff, man, and I enjoy your insights.
I appreciate it very much, Vic. I enjoy your insights as well, man. We're looking forward to keeping this thing moving.
We'll keep it moving. All right, Gerard Cherry, and he'll be back with us again tomorrow in his usual place on this show.
Hey, hey, hey!
CBD on a Victory Monday. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.